Welcome to the Horses and Life Podcast, Episode 3. It's hard to believe it's already the end of January. Time seems to be flying by here. I actually read something the other day about apparently the Earth's rotation is getting slower all the time. So one full day, which is what we would view as 24 hours, is actually more than 24 hours compared to a couple hundred years ago. And is less than 24 hours compared to what it'll be a few hundred years from now. So it's always getting slower. That's kind of mind-blowing, or at least it was for me. Things like that sure get my attention. I kind of like thinking about those kind of things or trying to understand them. Maybe I'll get somebody on the podcast sometime that is a little more educated in that sense and can go over that for us and explain how all that works and how we're supposed to think about that time versus day versus time, because it's kind of funny. But anyway, thank you for all of you that have been supporting the podcast in whatever way you've been supporting it. I know there's been some of you have supported it financially, and I sure appreciate that. That kind of helps out with things that need to go forward. Thank you to all of you that have just told your friends about it. And for sure, thank you to those of you that have sent me some positive feedback. You know, sometimes you start a new venture like this and you take a new branch of the business and try to put it over here in this new place, and you're not sure what the response is going to be. You're not sure if it's going to be worth all the effort and the time, and getting some positive feedback has definitely been well worth it. So I appreciate all that. I had just a minor, small setback in Costa Rica. I was getting ready to leave and the security agents decided that my microphone stands were too heavy and too big, too dangerous, I guess, to go in my carry-on bag on my airplane. And I wasn't checking a bag, I just did carry-on. So I tried to explain to them, of course, that I didn't buy this stuff in Costa Rica. I brought it with me. You know, I take it with me everywhere I go so I can record these interviews for my podcast. And, you know, naturally, they're not too interested in what I had to say. They just told me the options were to either leave them there and they'll throw them away, or I can go back and find some kind of bag or something to check them in, and then I can go get in line to check my bags or my potential new bag that I would buy. And wasn't sure if they had enough time for all of that, so I just decided to go with the "why don't you guys just keep them" routine. So I did that, and then I got on the plane and left. So anyway, minor setbacks like that. I have to go get some new stuff, but all the positive feedback sure makes up for that, so thanks. Okay, moving on. Had a great clinic in Bastrop, Texas last weekend. Had a good turnout, and horses got better, people got better, cows got better, had some good food, and listened to some good music. And most weekends, that's pretty much all I ask for, so thought it went pretty well. One night, it might have got a little bit cold when the wind picked up, and especially if you're from Arkansas, but overall, I think the weather was pretty perfect. However, the next day, I flew to Pennsylvania, which was yesterday, and I got off the plane, drove to the ranch, got a few horses worked, and then today, I got about half the horses worked, and it's a little chilly here. I think the high is about 15 or 16 today. For some of you that are up north, my friends that are way up north, you're kind of going, yeah, right, that's not cold. But anyway, it got a little chilly, but we had some good help today, and the horses got better, and the people are getting better, so that's great. So tonight, the horses are all out. They've got hay, and they've got water. The cows are out. They've got hay and water, and everything's in pretty good shape. So I slipped down here in the barn underneath the skybox into the bunkhouse to try to work on the podcast a little bit. There's a couple horses in the barn, so you may get to hear them knocking around or talking to us a little bit. And I'll be here this week. Pennsylvania, we've got a clinic Thursday night, 5:30. You can find some more information about that in Dublin Gap Ranch Facebook or on my Facebook too. I think there's some information about it. So I'll tell you a little bit about Dublin Gap Ranch while I'm here. They're just great people to work with. I've been coming around here now for almost 2 years. I don't come up here every month, but pretty close to it. And then I spend a little time here. I drive here in the spring and the fall and stay and work horses a little while, work some cattle. I'm excited to be back up here in March. We'll have a four-day clinic in March. And then this fall, we'll have a 10-day ranch clinic. And it's really cool, those clinics that are that long, to be able to see people work on themselves for that many days in a row and work on the horses that many days in a row and see those changes there. I'm also pretty excited about the ranch clinic this fall. We just signed a contract with Dave Stamey. And Dave Stamey is a singer-songwriter from out west, and he's going to be coming performing for us this fall. So I'm looking forward to that. So after the week here in Pennsylvania, I'll fly back to Texas. I'm not sure if I'll have time to schedule anything in Texas, but sure, keep looking at my Facebook page and the website to find out a little more information about that. After Texas, I'll be driving to North Carolina. I'll be in Morganton for a clinic February 9th and 10th. And then I'll be in that area for a few weeks. So if you're in the Carolinas or if you're in the Southeast and you want to come spend a few days and ride a little bit, get some help with your horses, or come help me with my horses. I need all the help I can get. Let me know, and we'll work something out. So today you'll be listening to the second of four interviews from Costa Rica. Today will be a young lady named Cindy Murillo. And Cindy's the manager of Serena's. Serena's is a giant nonprofit organization. When I say giant, I'm not sure how many people that they have there, but it's a little less than 5,000 acres, and it is along the coast. Beautiful place, like a lot of the beautiful places on Earth. And it's not really close to town. You kind of have to work a little bit to get there, and we did. And man, it was an experience. It was a really cool place. We got there just in time to see a beautiful sunset on the beach. And then they showed me where I was going to be staying. And then there's people already there. Showed me where I was going to be staying. And it was kind of like you're in a luxurious treehouse in the middle of the jungle. Kind of built on the side of the mountains. Big wooden rooms with huge open windows with no glass or no screens. You're just right in the wilderness. And the beds were comfortable. They had a huge mosquito net that went over the bed. I didn't see any mosquitoes, or didn't really think there was any bugs really out that night that were bothering me, but I went ahead and put the mosquito net around there just in case. I figured they didn't put it there for no reason. But it was really cool. You could lay there at night. You can hear the ocean. You can hear wildlife. You know, you can kind of be right there in the mix of it all. So it was really cool. The next morning we had some great food that they made for us for breakfast, and then we went to be a part of some of the projects they had that day. So you're going to hear a little bit about that in the conversation. So you know, one of the things they do there is a big permaculture project, and the permaculture is about creating more of a natural ecosystem and keeping the habitat real balanced. And it's a lot of it's about planting the correct vegetation on the correct side of the hills or on the correct places where they would kind of grow naturally. And you're keeping everything a little bit more in balance so nothing really takes over. And everything kind of conserves the soil, and then the soil helps conserve the plants, and everything kind of works together and keeps the birds happy and keeps everything kind of moving around the way they're supposed to. So that's a really cool thing to be a part of something. You kind of get to see it in person, of something that's going on like that. You get to see places like that, and you just kind of feel like there's a lot of good people that are doing a lot of good things. And I was sure happy to be a part of it for a little bit. So anyway, without further ado, here is Cindy Murillo. Okay, here I am in Costa Rica talking with Cindy. Cindy, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for being you here.
So we are outside today, just on the edge of a beautiful hill in Costa Rica, just overlooking the ocean. It's not real easy to find a quiet spot for recording, although everywhere here is a beautiful, perfect, quiet spot just for being. So I hope you guys can hear everything okay. You might pick up a little bit of wind or some other things going on. So Cindy, tell us a little bit about where we are and what you guys have going on here.
For me, we are in a special, very special place, very unique place, because I've been traveling around Costa Rica, and for me, this is really a special place. And then we actually are in the middle of the forest and the jungle. It's a little difficult to get here to have to cross a river.
Yes, I did that yesterday. We crossed two rivers.
And pretty bumpy area.
And just so you guys know, when she says you have to cross the river, she doesn't mean on a bridge. Like, yeah. We drove through the river. And if you don't have a four-wheel drive, high SUV type vehicle, then you wait for another day. Or you get somebody that has a vehicle that does that. So it was pretty cool. It was a cool experience.
And I forget to say, very little thing. There is a lot of crocodiles in there.
Yes.
You have to cross. Please don't try to cross by walking, because probably you're going to die. But that's nothing.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, just stay in the car. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, so now that you've scared off everyone who was possibly coming to Costa Rica with me at some point, go ahead and keep telling us about the place here. It's called Serenas?
It's called Serenas right now. It's actually a no-profit organization. We work a lot with a conservation and sustainability project. And it's been two very hard years, because to be like a nonprofit organization, it's so difficult, but it's amazing. When you work with the nature, with the people together, many people from everywhere, and meet them and try to teach these people, it's amazing. And all the time we're trying to protect the nature, but I think we forget one very important thing. They protect us. And that's why for me, it's really important to continue working in that. And some people say like, it's impossible to change that. But for me, we are doing it right now. That's why Serenas exists.
Sure, sure. So just to give our listeners a little bit of an idea, this is a few thousand acres, I would assume, something like that.
Actually, a little bit of the history, it was like a farm.
Sure, cattle ranch.
Cattle ranch, exactly. And then like years ago in Costa Rica, the more important activity was just cows. Mm-hmm. And then they decide, you know, the family, they decide to start to protect a little bit. That's sure. Why Serenas exists. It's a little piece of the land.
Sure.
And then it's more for conservation. And now with the permaculture things work, we want to mix everything. Like, you can do agriculture and everything, and sure. It can be like a balance with the nature.
Sure. So we didn't get rid of the cows. What we did was we moved some cows to a better place that's for the cows, and then we kept some of the place for the nature and some of the habitat. And so it was just kind of made sure that everybody had room to fit in together.
Exactly. Everything like together, like cows, horses, everything is drawn together.
Sure.
Yep.
So yeah, I haven't really got to know you yet. I met you last night just for a minute. And then today we helped you this morning with the turtles. But what I do is horses. Of course, you've already kind of figured that part out. And you guys have some horses here where people can come and ride, and they go on the beach. We saw some last night. Tell us about the horse program here.
Yeah. Actually, the farm is so big. They have like around 100 horses around here. And then there is other project, which is like that, you know, I have a tour around the area and around the hills and around the beach, which is like a very different experience. And they can know too, actually, about our projects, which is more conservation. We actually have the total conservation, like you said, which is for me, is all my passion is in that projects. And we protect a lot of the water too. We work a lot with some project, like you've been working today, with the protect the rivers and everything like that, because a lot of trash and plastic. And you can see by the horses, by the tour, you can see everything together. You can see the both sides. You know, you can go and riding in the horses by the hills and see the more beautiful views from to mm-hmm. the ocean. Mm-hmm. And then you can cross the river and you can see the problem. And you can go at the beach and you can see the problem and especially the projects right now. Everything mm-hmm. together.
Mm-hmm. Sure, beautiful. So last night I got to go on a patrol, we called it, right? And that was my first time. I'd never really done that. Now, just a year ago, I was down here, and we actually just came across naturally some Laura sea turtles that were leaving the nest and all going out one day, and that was really cool.
Wow.
But this here, tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on with your turtle project.
Yeah. Like, part of the culture of Costa Rica, it's eat everything for the nature, but everything, it's a balance in the nature, and now we are missing that part. And many people in here eat the eggs and sell the eggs.
Okay.
And right now, that's why is many of the turtles, not just in Costa Rica, in many countries, endangered extinction. And this beach is really important because it's four different species of turtle common in here, which is very rare and usually.
Four species of turtle here.
Yeah, in the same beaches. Like normally, it's just two or three species in a different beach, you know, but here is four, which is amazing. And like, so hard to say that, but when I decided to start with this project, because I'm the manager, you know, It's because one day I was trying to come here by horses because it was impossible in the rainy season to come here. And one day I saw a turtle. She really, it was so hard for me because some people kill them to try to eat the eggs.
Sure.
And this day when it was, I said, like, I really need to do something. I'm a little girl, but I know I can do something. Sure. It's not me who gonna be.
Yeah, it's great.
And then we decided to start to fight with this, you know, because there's many problems the turtles have. It's just not, it's a lot of poacher, it's a lot of people try to sell the tails. It's many things, many things. And for example, when we start to patrolling, we know it was a problem, but not like that. The first patrollings, we was like running for the nest because it was many people to try to steal it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and people the night we didn't patrol it. Exactly. The night we didn't patrol it, I don't know, like 10 turtles come to like X, and in the morning we went and it's nothing, nothing. Mm. The problem is it's big.
And correct me if I'm wrong, there's some religious beliefs that if you eat the eggs, you have some... some powers
exotic,
and things like
exotic
that.
Exotic powers, so, something like that. That's why they eat it. You know, cultures, like many animals in the nature, right?
Sure.
That's why. And, you know, for example, if some woman is pregnant, they give you to the woman, like the eggs, because they say they have a lot of nutrients. It's going to be good for your baby because it's going to be so smart.
Right.
You know, it's so difficult. That's why they eat a lot, but... and kill the turtles for the, you know, for the shells or something like that.
So last night we went on patrol and we released, 10 or 12 babies into the water that were born here. And then you guys have what you do is on the, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just kind of tell everybody what's going on, but the turtles will come into the beach, they'll lay eggs, and then you guys will go move the nest just a little ways down the beach to your sanctuary where you can keep track of it. And today we spent a few hours out there putting nets over the top of in the sanctuary to keep them cooler, to keep the sun off them. And then later, when they hatch, then you'll take the babies and you'll take them over to the water, 20, 30 feet from the water, and let them go into the water. So basically, you just kind of protect the eggs while they're in the nest and then let them go from there. And nothing is in captivity or anything like that. It's just, you're just protecting the eggs while they're there. So
exactly.
Yeah. So today, we spent a lot of time putting the roofs over or the shades over the nest, and tell our listeners why we do that. That's interesting.
Yeah, as that process is really important because that's the only form that we can know there is females or males, because it's impossible to recognize when they born just with the temperature. We have to be sure, like the temperature have to be the right, because it's too hot, going to be just males, females, and there is too cold, going to be just males. And then we need a balance, right? Half and a half. That's why we that process was really important, because in the normal, you know, in the nature normal, going to be the high tide at low tide. When it's low, high tide, they're going to refresh the nest. But when not, because we move it in a kind of special place, that's why it could be so hot, because right now it's so dry. And then that's why we need to protect them to be sure it's half and a half.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really cool. So then what else do you have going on here besides the turtles? I know you, this morning, the other thing we did was there were some signs that the group made. I wasn't here when you guys made the signs a day or two ago. I just got in yesterday, and then we're leaving here in just a few minutes. But we got to help put the signs in. And that was one thing that I had experience in, was digging a hole in the ground with a shovel. So I could at least help that part. The rest of it I was learning as we were going. But it was a cool experience, you know, just knowing that you're doing something, helping the baby turtles. I mean, of course, that's a good feeling. It's kind of neat. But I had a whole nother maybe experience whenever I put a sign up on a beach that said, respect our earth and take care of it, you know, and of course I've seen those signs before at other beaches and places, and I always think, oh, somebody makes those and puts them up. And then today I was the one putting them up, and it was a cool experience, you know, because that's such an overlooked thing. And I know I've had people, of course, in the United States and friends of mine, and I've been a part of little things where we go, you know, pick up trash a little bit here and there, but it's something different when you see it right here on the edge of the earth, in a way to speak, on the edge of the land, of course.
Mm-hmm. So. For me, that's a really good point, because it's not the same just talking about it. I really want to invite to come here, because the reality is totally different. When you are here, your eyes like open and see a big problem, you know, everything, all the projects in here are connecting. For example, we have the permaculture, which is for me one of the more important, with the turtles. And then in Costa Rica, it's one thing, like the government started with that, it's called Blue Flat. Okay. When you are going in some river or some beach and you can see Blue Flat, They have like a start, you know, their beach are clean. The water are clean because there's many people doing many things to be like that. And then you can feel safe to jump in the water because, you know, it's people protect them. We start like at the permaculture because, like, for example, years ago in Costa Rica, they tried to, you know, planting many things and many, and that was not a problem. It was perfect. The problem was when the people start to use the chemicals and they didn't do the right way, because the problem is usually the chemicals come and plastic, and all the plastic are going to the river. If the river are going to the beach, if the river have all the trash and going to the beach, who is living in the water, in the ocean? Not just turtles, it's everything, you know, because it's like an outer world in the ocean. And that's the idea. That's why all our project has been like that. And the end is turtles again and ocean, not just turtles, many things. And we are thinking we are safe in nature, but no, because we drink this water. We eat the fish. If the fish eat the trash, we're eating trash, our trash. That's why everything has to be connected. And with the permaculture, we want to teach the people how they can produce food with the balance, organic and everything. We don't have to use all these chemicals. We don't have to use this plastic, because before of that exist, it was the nature and everything was perfect. We just have to come back. That's it. And that's the idea. We want to teach the people in the right way to stop to use that. And then our water going to be clean. And then the ocean going to be clean. And then our food going to be clean too. Everything going to be. It's like it's a connection.
Yeah, it's a good connection. It's a little bit about everything. It's the whole thing, right? And so I know just life in general, that's just something, you know, whether it's actually physically connecting all those things that are important, but just mentally, I think connecting a lot of the things that are important in life, you know, being able to, you know, find the balance of everything, you know, that we're doing. So I'll change gears for just a minute here. Last night, I saw you heading down the beach. You had your little boy on the back of the motorcycle or the dirt bike as you were heading down the beach. And I just thought in my head, what a totally different life that young man's going to have, most likely, than I had in Missouri, which is about in the middle, about as middle as you can get in the United States. Of the middle of the land is Kansas City, Missouri, or that area. Smithfield, Missouri is where I grew up. But I think how different of a life those two things are, but how great both lives can be. And it's about mentally finding what it is that works for you, rather than physically going somewhere nice for a weekend or whatever it is. And I think going somewhere like this is beautiful. It can really help you, you know, stay in touch with nature and help you stay in touch with some of these things that are important. But it's not about where you are physically. It's about where you are mentally, right? And I know just the little I've gotten to know you, you seem like a good example of that. You know, you're just out there doing your thing and doing what you think is going to make you happy.
That's really important for me. For example, I'm a little girl, and when I start this project, I'm in a ranch. Like a lot of them are men's, and I'm the only girl, and I'm the manager. And they say, "Are you crazy? You are not surviving here."
Right.
But everything, like you say, is in the mental. I mean, why? I can do that. I know it's going to be a little difficult, but just thinking it's not impossible. Just you can do it, and that's it. It's in your mind, you know. It's in your brain. Just thinking about like everything in the life gonna be, you know, troubles and problems. Just thinking like a possible positive, and then do it. And then here it's a compliment. You know, it's everything. You can do your life in whatever you state. Gonna be something difficult, but just thinking like everything is amazing. For example, like you say, I can't imagine your home where you grow up. It's beautiful. Just thinking it's beautiful, it's going to be like that. And if you just have, just feel like, you know, the air, just feeling, enjoy it. Just enjoy it. And then here, it's amazing place because you have a compliment, you know, everything, nature, horses, because my kid loved the horses, but he have everything together in here. And I know he's so lucky because he have horses, nature, turtles, everything together. But if not, just enjoy what you have in front of you.
That's
right. And when you are ready to come to Costa Rica, very welcome. Come to Sirenas and we're a family. Just thinking all the time, you have everything in your life.
you said that your little boy, as you were going down, all of a sudden he saw a cowboy standing on the beach with a cowboy hat on. He says, "Hey, Mom, what was that? Let's go back. What was that guy? What was that? That's a cowboy, I think."
You know? Yeah, he was so interested in you because it's so different for him.
Yeah.
And he loved your life. You're going to love, you are say like you love his life, but he loved your life too. Right. You know, that's the side we have to say, like, probably you never see that, but it was a perfect light too.
Sure.
For him, it's perfect light. For you, it was perfect light too.
So I don't know if the listeners can hear, but we got some howling monkeys out here going on, and that's pretty cool. You know, of course, I've been here a few times. I've got to hear them quite a bit, but they're pretty interesting. So you have some people here right now from Canada, some people from England, some people from the United States, some people from Europe, people from
Brazil,
all over. Brazil.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Everywhere. But for me, this is some more amazing things with sirenas because one person say, but you are in the middle of the jungle, you are doing nothing, and say, no, because with the volunteers and all the peoples came here and I can teach about our project and what is happening here, they're going back to your home and then they're going to talking about that, right? And teaching the other people. What I teach the people or the volunteers, they're going to go and back and teaching all the work and start to move in, you know, move all of that. Sure. For me, that is the more important thing. I'm in the middle of the jungle, but I know I'm connection with everything.
Right, right. So before you came here, you've been here for a few years now managing some of this. Before you came here, you grew up where? In the Central Valley? Or where did you grow up? Sorry.
No, I grew up in a farm with horses and cows. That's what I love, horses, and I think my baby too. But all the time I was sure I love the nature and I have to work in that. I was decided to work a little bit like a tourism activity. Okay. I was working in super high hotels for like years, like 8 years, something like that. But I was not happy. I was not happy to be in an office with air conditioning and be a manager at a hotel.
Right.
That's what I took my decision to change my life for my happy life.
Yeah.
And now I'm working in what I love.
Yeah, which is interesting the way you brought that up, because here you're happier, but here there's no air condition.
No.
And you have to walk. Of course, you have a motorcycle to get when you need to go into town, but you walk everywhere you go, because I've seen it. We've been walking up and down these hills and all over, but there's such a good feeling when you get out there, you get some exercise, you go somewhere, you do something worthwhile, you're helping nature, you move forward, mm-hmm. and then you go on. So yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
And actually, I know it's like you said, walking a lot and doing a lot of super strong working. But when I release a baby of turtles, everything changes.
Yeah, I
think all the times I release the babies, it's been many times. All the time I cry because for me, it's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, cool. Walking at 9, at 7, maybe p.m. until 4 a.m. It's amazing for do something, you know, it's good.
Right.
That's what I'm doing that. You know, it can be like running a lot, going on a motorcycle, and sometimes it's stuck in a motorcycle, everything like all. Come in my horses, which is amazing. Say, wow, who's going in a horses?
Right.
In a beautiful beach, just me, and many people can do it too. And then just enjoy it. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think whatever you're doing, if you can enjoy, you know, you don't have to release baby turtles to be happy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to ride horses to be happy. You don't have to do this to be happy. But I think if you can try to find a way to be happy in whatever you're doing, I know that's important. And I know down here it seems to be a very typical mindset. A lot of culture, a lot of people talk about that when you're down here. So it's a great place. So tell us how people can find out more information about you. So just, you don't know this maybe yet, but what I'll do is I'll take some information, a few pictures from today. I'll put your guys' website on my website and about the podcast and kind of mention that. But tell us what they can do to help or what you guys offer as far as them coming down and things like that.
Yeah, well, they can find us in like everything, Facebook, and our webpage and everything like that. And we need too many people to come to help in here.
Sure, always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for donation. We're a nonprofit organization, really important, and we have many things to do it. To work in a conservation is not easy.
Sure.
It's not many people want to help you.
Right.
But it's not impossible. And we need a lot of people to come here because we want to teach all these people and change a little bit the mind of these people. But we offer many things, a lot of peace, nature. And we have a little rooms in here they can stay.
Beautiful rooms that I stayed
in. And we offer like a lot, like Costa Rican food, very a lot of like culture and food's healthy food. We try to be like healthy and organic food. More of the food comes by our farm, right? And then amazing views, beach, yes, and then ranch, everything together. And if you want to do some surfing lessons, we can do, because the beach is just in front of you.
Sure.
Or hiking, so yeah, we can do it too.
And for those of you that are interested in some meditation or just kind of sitting, trying to find some peaceful peace of mind, this is one of the best spots I've found for that. I mean, it was great. You know, we just a great view up on top, and you can see everything. And, you know, the wind comes in, it's nice and cool. It's pretty neat. So, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. See you soon. Everybody is welcome in our Sirena's family.
Great. Pura vida.
Pura vida.
If you're enjoying the Horses and Life podcast, there are many ways you can support it. You can obviously tell people about it. You can tell your friends about it. You can share it through social media or any other means. You can go to patreon.com and support it financially. There's a little more information on my website about the podcast. Also on my website, calmiddleton.com, please be sure you sign up for my monthly newsletters through my email subscription list. Until next time, enjoy each day.